Gingrich, Herschel Walker's race, one of the most important races in the country. By Jeff Poor on May 25, 2022. On Tuesday's broadcast of FNC's Hannity, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who represented Georgia while in Congress, called U.S. Senate hopeful Herschel Walker's bid one of the most important contests in the country. Walker won the GOP nod on Tuesday and will face incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, on the November ballot. Gingrich also pointed to other national races that were important for the Republican Party. "Look, in all of American history, I don't know of any period where somebody who's out of office has the kind of power in state after state after state that Donald Trump has," he said. "Now, that's just a fact. You can like him or dislike him, but that's a fact. I think one of the keys to the future of the party in terms of 2022 is going to be to make sure that we all pull together in Georgia, because Herschel Walker's race is one of the most important races in the whole country. I think Herschel can win, but it's going to take a unified party. And frankly, while I was very much for Perdue, I'll do everything I can to help Governor Kemp win, because I think we need a Republican ticket in Georgia that can win. Similarly, in Pennsylvania, I think the sooner McCormick can recognize he did everything he could, he has a great future. He could certainly come back in 2 years and run for the Senate and probably win," Gingrich continued. "But it'd be great for him to unify with us, recognize that that's where we are, make sure we win that seat. I think November, we could have an astonishing year. And it'll be very hard even for the New York Times and the Washington Post to explain that Donald Trump's a real problem or a real liability if we have the kind of sweep that I think is coming. And as you point out, I mean, look at how well Sarah Huckabee Sanders did in Arkansas, where she's just romping. And by the way, I think if Queller ends up losing tonight in a country which has a huge right-to-life population, there's not a single Democrat left." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.